Under Rocks is back. We've emerged from under our own rocks, blinking into the bright quarantine-eased light to bring you another story of what's cool, what's interesting, what's weird in your own backyard. I'm Susan Stevens. And this time, Dan Libman and brilliant tech sidekick Spencer Tritt check out a roadside miracle in rural Ogle County.
Like many northern Illinois residents, I was worried that when a certain DeKalb bookstore closed, I might never again be able to use the word grotto. But that was before I made a discovery on a bike ride. On an ordinary corner in Stillman Valley stands something quite extraordinary, a cement shrine, complete with arches and a cupola, with inlays of stone and marbles, and a bench for contemplation and prayer. Although that was many years ago, I never stopped thinking about it. Recently, I became curious about the shrine's origin, so I tracked down the daughter of the man who built it, Betty LaFleur. I'll shout through my mask. So you were saying that he started building it...
1954.
And the idea was this was sort of an offering to Mary to bring his...
It was a blessing. It was, yes, an appreciation for all the favors and all five of my brothers serving in the military, and they all came back safe. And he had made a promise to the Blessed Mother that he would build a shrine in her honor someday.
Right.
Which he started to build in 1954. And this is what it turned out to be.
And I would imagine a lot of people would make that deal, but then, you know, would kind of forget about it, not kind of...
Oh, exactly. You are exactly right. But, yeah, he was a pretty deeply religious man. He grew up in Massachusetts and left home as a young boy because, well, he went out west to work on the roads and ended up owning his own blacktop driveway paving business and ended up here with... my little Irish mom from Iowa.
Tell me about these, like some of these faces here that are up there.
The faces of Moses and Paul the Apostle.
Okay. Paul did not have a beard?
That he did. He did not know how he was going to make them, but that's how they turned out. And I really don't know how he managed to make them, but...
He kind of just did all of this by hand.
He said it was a spiritual inspiration.
You feel like you just want to touch it all. It's very tactile. But I don't want to. This is very neat.
It sure don't hurt to touch it. But yeah, and it makes you even wonder how he made these letters so perfect. They're beautiful. The statue that you see inside the grotto was donated by one of our very good priest friends who was, I think, in Aurora at the time. And this was back in the early 70s maybe, or late 60s.
Okay.
And he told him, he said, I need a statue for my grotto. And Father Monahan said, well, why are you telling me? And a couple days later, here Father Monahan comes with this statue. And Father Monahan passed away a couple months ago, but I showed him a picture of this one day when I saw him, and he said, oh, that statue's still there? He couldn't believe that statue, it's not made to be an outdoor statue.
Oh, really?
But it was
sort of protected.
It was in the time of the churches were taking out all those really nice statues.
Okay. We can hear the sound of the traffic because it's a busy intersection now, but it wasn't like that always.
No. It was hardly any traffic by here. My younger brother and I used to run to the window and we'd hear a car coming to see who could be the first one out there to see who's coming.
Right. No cooling towers in the background.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my dad hated that when they built that.
Sure.
And I'd like to encourage more people to just stop by and read this whole story that my dad wrote of the building of the grotto.
It's all in the notebook.
It is in the book. It's in the notebook. That's why I like to keep the registry book there. I like to read and see who does stop by. And I know a lot of people stop by, but they don't sign the book. And I wish they would, because I can tell when somebody's been here and moved it or looked at it or been in it. And like yourself, you never signed it.
I know. I don't think I knew to sign it. But I checked in on Facebook, and then somebody did contact me over Facebook. So I know that there's a modern electronic version. It's moved into the modern age.
Yeah, well, we're not real modern around here.
No, so if you want to read it, listeners, you need to come to
Kishwaukee Road and Crestview.
Kishwaukee and Crestview, and I thought it was Stillman, but I guess
it's Stillman Valley.
The address is officially Byron.
Well,
isn't that typical of Byron? They try to claim everything.
It was always, our address was always Stillman Valley.
Yeah, it's Stillman.
Yeah. Don't worry about
Stillman Valley. Yeah. We're in Stillman Valley. We all 10 of us went to Stillman Valley High School.
Yeah. Take that, Google.
I sit here and wonder myself how he did all of that.
Just one man.
Yeah. Well, he had my brothers helping him. He had people help him. And the stones come from all over. And I sit here and I look at the faces up there of Moses and Paul the Apostle.
Okay.
And I don't know how he was able to do all of that. And all the little markings, they all mean something. I should have listened a lot more closer when I was a kid and would spend weekends here with him.
Has it changed over the years, or is this pretty much the way he...
No, not really. Nope. Come on out. Visit. Say a prayer. We need all the prayer we can in this world today that
That's for sure.
we can get from whoever, anybody, everybody.
Thank you, Bill.
During these unprecedented times, oh my...
That's Betty LaFleur, sharing memories with Dan Libman at the LaFleur Grotto in Stillman Valley. And if you can't make it out to the grotto today, you can get a look at it at WNIJ.org. Dan Libman wants me to say thanks to the indispensable Spencer Tritt for his audio and video work on this and every episode. Thanks, Spencer. Got an idea for an episode of Under Rocks? Let us know about your favorite hidden treasures in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Email us at rocks@niu.edu. And please subscribe to the Under Rocks podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Under Rocks is produced by WNIJ at Northern Illinois University.